This is The Bottom Line on Rhode Island Public Radio. I'm Dave Fallon with co-host Providence Business News editor Mark Murphy.
Hi there, Dave.
A recent report by the legislative-related Rhode Island Defense Economy Planning Commission detailed the major role that the defense industry plays in Rhode Island's economy. We're going to take a closer look at that defense sector study with our guest, State Representative Stephen Ucci.
Pleasure to be here.
And Stephen, you represent portions of Johnston and Cranston. You're also an attorney.
That's correct.
What led to the report? Why do we need that report? Is there something special about the defense industry we need to know?
Well, as everyone knows, the most important thing on everyone's mind right now are jobs in the economy. We've had the Defense Economy Planning Commission at the General Assembly since 2002. I was actually a member of it before I was in the legislature. I formerly worked at Raytheon Company. Now I'm private practice with Edwards Weilman. So we've always been looking at the defense economy in Rhode Island. And since one of the priorities are in the legislature is to look at what we have to make sure we strengthen what we have, it's important for us to have a deep dive into the numbers and the facts, what we have here, so we can see what we have. We can determine what it's going to take to grow it, to not only sustain what we have, but bring it to the next level.
What can Rhode Island do? I mean, you know, the defense industry is driven by decisions in Washington and driven to a certain degree by companies like Raytheon. It's actually based in Waltham. Mm-hmm. Electric Boat General Dynamics is based in Virginia. So what is it that Rhode Island can do to help support and even grow the defense industry?
So I think there are a couple of things. If you look at the STEM initiative, science, technology, engineering, and math, to make sure we have a qualified workforce. If we look at the availability of the infrastructure, roads, power, affordable, you know, even things like waste disposal, things like that to make sure that a business can come here and flourish, and also the stability of our taxes. These large multi-state corporations that are in the defense business want to make sure that it's sustainable and that they can see continuity when they're making these decisions. So if we look at it as a, from a legislative level to make sure that what we're doing isn't in any way impacting this and we can actually further it by having things in place. Last year, we passed a bill that actually bolstered small business innovation grants, contracts that are given out, SBIR funds, where we would have a matching fund for people who were awarded these selective new technology grants. That's a program that will actually grow jobs and bring technology to the government. If we can find programs like that and work on things like that, you'll see growth in the defense economy.
Now, when you talk about taxes, had the one of the changes made in the most recent legislative session was the implementation of combined reporting.
Right.
Does that affect these national companies that do business here?
So it does. And when that was done, again, I'm not on the finance committee, but I was, you know, involved. I know RIPEC worked very hard on it, and they brought in the chamber, and they did work with all of the companies to see what the net effect was. And I know that they look to say, will this have a negative impact on any of these businesses to say, suddenly we're shifting the burden and we're actually driving them out? So that was part of the calculation to see what it did. And I'm very confident that we would not have passed it had it had a negative impact such that it would drive someone out and say, I'm not doing business in Rhode Island.
Under the umbrella of defense work, we have manufacturing, we have design, engineering, software, a variety of influences.
Mm-hmm. So what you have is if you think of what that, so the DOD spends about $500 billion. They have a $500 billion a year budget. They contract everything from doing the most advanced space programs, undersea technologies, to things of building ships and airplanes, even to working on bases, housing for bases. We have a major company in Rhode Island, two of them in Rhode Island, who do housing on military bases. And that goes to cutting the grass. So you go from sending people into space to cutting the grass. That's the variety of it. Logistics, warehousing, really any business in Rhode Island out there could think, if they stopped and think, if the business people are on here, how could I sell something, what I do, to the government? And how can it be done? And that's what we need to do as a state, is to encourage people to look out and say, how can I fit into the DOD and government supply chain?
So as the state looks for better business opportunities, the defense industry is already here.
Correct.
We're talking with State Representative Stephen Ucci, who represents portions of Johnston and Cranston. And this is The Bottom Line on Rhode Island Public Radio.
So, Steve, when we're talking about Rhode Island companies, we're also, you know, one of the big pushes has been to export, has learned to export. So we're talking about even service providers working beyond Rhode Island. Even though the Rhode Island footprint has been growing. I mean, Naval Station Newport has been adding has added commands in the last few years. There's been some construction there, but there is a sort of a limit to how much more it can grow at this stage. So do you think that Rhode Island companies are thinking of themselves, even the service providers, as going beyond the borders enough?
I think that, well, anyone in business has to be thinking beyond their borders because we have a global economy. And the issue of when people think that just because they may have a defense contract or start getting into that work that they can't. And really, there is a process through licensing, through the Department of Commerce or State Department to work through the process to license their technologies to go overseas and sell abroad. And that's something that, again, there's plenty of help available professionally through, you know, support from a law firm if it's that technical. But just for the initial questions, is to reach out to any one of the four of our congressional delegation members. They have tremendous staffs that can help. Or even reach out to Rhode Island Commerce Corporation, Steve Katz, who's the PTAP, which will help you work through some of the issues on government contracting, exportability, and things like that.
How can this report on the defense industry be used? Where do we take it now?
So I think having the conversation we're having now and shedding, putting the spotlight on the fact that this is already something major in our state.
We haven't actually thrown the numbers out.
So the numbers are a $3.7 billion impact on the state of Rhode Island, 33,000 jobs, $1.9 billion in income, and $100 million in taxes to the state of Rhode Island. That's the effect of the defense economy in Rhode Island.
Yeah, and the state GDP is about $47 billion in a year, right. So it's a pretty significant chunk.
Very significant chunk. And so what we have to do is we have to look at a few things that, to me, this is a great time to be talking about this, and I think we're very well positioned. So if you look at, you know, our own Senator Jack Reed, Senator Reed is poised to be, if the Democrats stay in office, the next chairman of the Armed Services Committee. That will, you know, he already has a tremendous reputation in the Senate. But then for him to now people to look out and say, what business do I do in Rhode Island? Because when they come in and talk about their program, one of the things that they would like to do is say what they're there for. And the ability for him to go in and advocate for Rhode Island and for its businesses, you know, he's legendary at it. Senator Whitehouse on, you know, judiciary, where he's looking at privacy and security in the cyber world. Cybersecurity is a huge opportunity that Rhode Island is uniquely positioned for to help and create jobs. Congressman Cicilline on foreign affairs, when we talk about export, the ability to talk about how do we export, who do we export to. And then Congressman Langevin is a member of Armed Services, ranking member of the Intelligence Subcommittee, against Think Cyber, and then on the Sea Power Subcommittee, Think Subs. So we, you know, with our congressional delegation, we're talking about harboring federal money. We're uniquely qualified to rein in those resources.
Staying with politics, mm-hmm. Rhode Island is such a blue state politically, mm-hmm. yet it has such deep ties with the defense industry. Mm-hmm. How does that strike you?
So, I mean, you know, the governments are organized, you know, to primarily defend itself. I mean, we are, one of the 13 colonies, and the Naval Academy was founded in Rhode Island. So we've always had that strong sense of Navy out of Newport. Always been, you know, strong, we were speaking, you know, the World War II, to strong military and manufacturing presence. So to look at it, even look at the brain trust that's here, the colleges and universities that are here, our proximity to Boston, to Connecticut, to be able to work together and develop these emerging technologies, undersea technologies. We have an educated workforce, high-tech workforce out there, and that all goes to higher R&D. In the Defense Department.
And wrapping up quickly, anything in that report that surprised you?
So I've been at this for 16 years. I'm surprised at how little people knew about it. I always knew it had a tremendous impact. You know, the thing is with the defense business, it's very interesting, but it's not something that's easily advertised. You have very few customers. You know, you're not selling automobiles where you're trying to appeal to everyone.
Yeah, Electric Boat doesn't have a fancy marketing campaign.
Exactly, because they need to convince some admirals in the Secretary of Defense. It's not, you know, they don't go out there. So it's the hidden gem, but it's something that this will shed light on and get us out there to move us forward.
State Representative Stephen Ucci has been our guest. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you. Pleasure to be here.
And thanks, as always, to Mark Murphy of Providence Business News.
Thank you, Dave.
I'm Dave Fallon. This is The Bottom Line on Rhode Island Public Radio, Rhode Island's NPR.
Support for The Bottom Line comes from Bank RI, a local bank creating financial solutions to help small businesses grow and succeed. More at bankri.com.